Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Don Cooper's here, too. Don is a longtime founding member of our Brain Trust, coming up on a 15th anniversary. Next couple of months from now, we'll get Don back and celebrate his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, as a founding member of the Brain Trust. Don is the president of the Sales Heretic. You know what a heretic is, folks, right? A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. A heretic is a prophet that doesn't mind sticking his finger in the status quo. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Hey, selling has really changed in the last few years, hasn't it?
I mean, yes,
human beings haven't changed. But their expectations and what they have the ability to acquire on their own has really changed selling, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it has.
And everybody doesn't have the goods for that. I'm not sure that people who are new to sales don't, as much as people who are old to sales and are having trouble making the shift. What do you think?
I agree. And part of it, a big part of it, is mindset. And it's something that we don't think about a lot.
What's a mind? Tell us what a mind. Tell us what we hear that word all the time, but nobody ever tells us what that means. What does it mean?
Well, people often think about mindset as positive or negative. Some people have positive attitudes. Some have negative attitudes,
right,
which is all fine and good, but that's not.
That's not a mindset. That's your attitude.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is: do you have a prosperity mindset?
Yeah.
Do you have an abundance mindset as opposed to a poverty mindset?
How about this? Do you have a whatever it takes mindset?
Well, that's something else entirely. That's also more of an attitude.
Yeah.
And that can come out of your mindset. What I'm talking about with an abundance mindset or a prosperity mindset is, what are your core beliefs about the world, about the universe? Do you believe that resources are scarce and that there's a limited pie and that you've got to watch everything so you don't lose stuff? Mm-hmm. Or do you have an abundance mentality where you believe there's plenty out there for everybody?
Right.
And investments will pay big dividends. What are you focused on?
Well, and you know, if you're talking about gold, there probably is a finite amount of gold on planet Earth.
There
But when it comes to the marketplace, there isn't a finite amount of business.
Exactly. There's also an infinite amount of ideas. There's an infinite amount of resources.
Right.
There's an infinite amount of help and assistance.
An infinite what number of ways to solve a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And what gets a small business person in trouble is if they're trying to run a business with a scarcity mindset, it can't be done effectively.
Let me tell you a great story. My dad was a great philosopher, but he never knew it. But he was a blue collar guy, but he didn't know anything about the marketplace. He really didn't. And so when I was working my way through college, I was selling furniture. And he showed up at the place I was working one day, and he says, "Son, I know you're doing okay, but what are you going to do when doesn't everybody already have a sofa?"
Right.
He couldn't imagine how I was going to make a living selling sofas, because to him, everybody already has a sofa.
Right. And that right there is a perfect example of a scarcity mindset.
Yeah. And it's not his fault. He worked in a steel mill and drove a train.
Yeah. And a lot of us had parents like that. I was raised with a poverty mindset. It's not that I was raised in poverty.
No,
it's
just a lack of an understanding of really how dynamic the marketplace is.
Exactly. So the lessons you grow up with as a child carry forth to you as an adult. And if you were raised in a household that had a scarcity mindset, that's what you're likely to grow up with.
Yeah. Especially if you grew up with parents who were raised in the Depression.
Precisely. My grandparents were that way. They had a hard time believing in the idea of abundance because they were used to scarcity. And even though it was only a temporary period in their lives, that shaped their life and their beliefs. So the question is, what do you believe? Do you believe that this is a scarce world, or do you believe it's an abundant world?
Mm-hmm.
And your belief on that affects your ability to do business and your ability to sell.
And you know what else? There's a phenomenon that I've noticed about myself. Whenever I was really, really having a hard time, you know, let's just use the metaphorical two nickels to rub together kind of time.
Right.
I had a hard time imagining extreme success in those days.
Absolutely.
But once I got to where, whenever I got to the point where I was being financially successful, I could imagine anything at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, you've got to get yourself out of that two nickels together position to really, I think your mindset of abundance, you got to get to another plateau before that really manifests like it should. What do you think?
Well, yes and no. I would say the opposite, actually. You need to get to that mindset in order to get to that physical state.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really hard to get to a place of wealth and abundance if you're stuck with a scarcity mindset. You might be great at surviving, but can you take the next step to succeeding?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a scarcity mindset, you're not going to be able to do that. That's what gets
but
so
you also,
many
but,
people
but
in trouble.
When you're, but when you're at that place, though, you also have to, while you have this abundance, and I completely agree, I love the word that you're using. When you're trying to assume that abundance mindset, you've also got to be prepared to see the steps that have to be taken to get to that abundance.
Yes.
Because it's not going to happen. You're not going to hit the lottery tomorrow.
No. But having that mindset will enable you to see those things more clearly.
That's right.
And it will help you to maintain that success once it's achieved. Because if you have a scarcity mindset and you have, let's say you have a great year, well, that mindset will make you do things the following year to actually get backwards.
Do you include in that mindset the ability to see yourself in certain things? It's just to envision you being successful, to envision that the customers...
Absolutely.
That's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Because you have to believe in your self-worth,
mm-hmm.
the worth of your business, the worth of your product or service. You have to believe in all of that, and all of that relates to that abundance mindset.
And this is another reason why you've got to hire people who have that mindset, don't you?
Bingo!
If you're hiring salespeople, you got to do that. And when we come back after these messages, can you talk to us some more about how to do that?
You bet.
And also how to train them, right?
Yep.
Give us a website, Don.
www.doncooper.com.
DonCooper.com. Don and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.